KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of rain this morning, a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men from Cass County were cited on alcohol charges Wednesday evening following a traffic stop on Highway 71. Authorities say 31-year-old Travis Lee Sanbothy and 27-year-old Aaron Andrew Messias, both of Atlantic, were cited at around 6:50 p.m. for possession of an open container of alcohol as a passenger. A traffic stop early this morning in Villisca resulted in a citation for 37-year-old Benjamin Leroy Kirsch of Villisca. Officials say Kirsch was cited at around 1 a.m. for driving while suspended and speeding. His SUV was towed and Kirsch was released after receiving the citations. At around 2:45 a.m. today, deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office stopped a car on 260th Street. Upon investigation, 23-year-old Danielle Lynette Archer of Nottoway was arrested for driving while revoked. Archer was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Her car was towed from the scene. In other news out of Montgomery County, Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Luis Ibarra Rodriguez of Red Oak Wednesday on a charge of fifth-degree theft or shoplifting for an incident that occurred at the Dollar General store in Red Oak. Rodriguez was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday an Elliott man was arrested Tuesday on a sex abuse charge. 31-year-old Josh James Fink of Elliott was taken into custody on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for felony sexual abuse in the second degree. Fink was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on $25,000 bond. The City of Atlantic's yard waste site hours will be changing, effective this Saturday.
The yard waste site is open on Tuesday and Thursday from noon to 8 o'clock, and on Saturdays from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 1 to 5. And we just would like to remind people to bring only trees, branches, grass, garden, and similar yard waste and or leaves.
That's City Administrator John Lund, who said residents should not leave their yard waste bags at the site once they dump their biodegradable refuse. The site, which is currently monitored by someone on location, will no longer be manned in the near future. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones reported the cameras will be installed soon to keep track of who enters the site and what is dumped there.
Basically, what the setup is going to be is we'll have two cameras. There'll be one camera you pull in to the waste yard waste site. It'll take a picture license plate. There'll be another camera picturing, watching the whole thing down there. So if someone comes in and dumps, you can match two pictures up, and either quality picture cameras. So it'd be like, when you go through a red light and count the bus and don't stop, get that picture, anything, it'll picture in the mill. But I think capacity of a camera doing that. So basically what it's going to mean is the waste, yard waste has to be open 7 days a week. From dawn to dusk.
Jones says regardless of who is driving a vehicle entering the yard waste site, if there is illegal dumping, the owner of the vehicle will be cited. The cameras will cost $9,185 plus $1,200 annually for the cellular data. Mayor says the cost will be paid for in savings from wages from having the site being manned and in repairs needed to the trailer currently on site for the person who watches over it. It's not clear when the cameras will be operational, but Police Chief Steve Green said with the council's blessing, he'll order them and get them installed as soon as possible. In our funeral announcements, Ronnie Ehlers, age 65, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ronnie Ehlers will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Maynard Hindbush, age 88, of Greenfield, died March the 9th. A celebration of life service for Maynard Hindbush will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ramona Reed, age 86, who is formerly of Griswold, died March the 12th in Georgia. Funeral services for Ramona Reed will be held today at 10:30 at the Elliott Church of Christ. Doon Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Grace Boos, age 91, of Cumberland, died Monday. Graveside services for Grace Boos will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Barbara Jorgensen, age 75, of Kimbleton, died Sunday. Funeral services for Barbara Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carmen Marie Odell, age 47, of Elliott, died Monday. Funeral services for Carmen Odell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Doon Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Richard Rich Lauritsen, age 74, of Audubon, died March the 12th. A celebration of life service for Rich Lauritsen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Rose Spruill, age 72, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Rose Spruill will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church, with a luncheon immediately following. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Carolyn Mulford, age 74, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Carolyn Mulford will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Myrtle Hughes, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 10th. Memorial services for Myrtle Hughes will be Saturday at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be on July 2nd at 9:30 a.m. in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery at Adel. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.